On Saturday, she looked at me. She reached up to grab me, and I put my ear to her lips so that I could hear what she was saying. And she said, "I don't want to die because I don't want you to be alone." And I told her, you know, I'll be okay. We'll be okay. I told her that it was okay for her to let go, that her parents would be there, my brother Mike, her sister Barb, our old dogs, Max and Toki, that they would be there waiting to welcome her, and that she would always be watching over us. She would just need to decide how she was going to let us know. But she was stubborn, so she did not let go on Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday. And the pain just continued to increase. She was no longer conscious. She was no longer speaking, just a lot of, you know, writhing from the pain between the doses of morphine. She was really just a carcass of who she was. But this morning, she finally got relief. She finally let go. So she's at peace, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that she's in peace, because she's earned it. She has earned a much-deserved rest. And I owe her everything. And I just see her now as smiling and happy and filled with joy and relief, knowing that she can do probably more for us from there than she can from here. So I love you, Mom. And of course I will miss you, but I know that you're here. And I wanted to thank all of you for your kind wishes and your prayers. They really meant a lot to me. They really helped. This is something that we all share, right? This journey, death is part of it. This is a transition, is part of something that we all are forced to experience. So with that, we are all connected. And none of us are good or know how we're supposed to deal with it, but we do because we have to. So there it is. But thank you all for your love. I don't even know most of you, and yet you extend your love to me, and I really appreciate it, and I'm sending it back to you. Rest in peace, Mom.